Next case.
Case number 12716, Sierra Village seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Sierra Avenue, Lot E56, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 20004 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3058. The applicant is seeking a 9.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed landing to the existing addition on Lot E58, a 7.4-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing addition and deck on Lot E58, an 8.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing shed on Lot E54, and the proposed accessory structures, landings, and HVAC appear to comply with the regulations.
Again, this is case number 12716.
And we have Amy Bennett at the podium, and she's previously been sworn in.
Thank you. This lot is uniquely narrow in its dimensions, and it creates a challenge placing manufactured home and maintaining minimum separation between homes and accessory structures. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1960s, and the lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home. I've selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to place it on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while still being in compliance with Sussex County zoning codes. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning codes, and I propose to place a normal width size manufactured home that is consistent with other new homes in the community and add a standard size shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community. But I'm unable to do so without violating separation distance requirements between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof, and the neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer lot lines and neighboring homes. It appears impossible for the home to be placed in the property without violating separation distance requirements, and the exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of adjacent lots. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. I am seeking the variance to add conformity to the community and to modernize the homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. The variances sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible to bring a home into the community that is consistent with other new homes in the neighborhood. I will add on this one, there is on the adjoining lot of E58, there is a structure that encroaches almost 6 feet into the lot, and from my contacts with Sussex County, that was a permitted structure. So that has created quite a unique challenge.
Indeed. Lot 58 should owe Lot 56 some ground rent.
we did go with the smaller shed to try to compensate for, you know, the separation distances, but we still couldn't place it without variance.
Are there any questions? Mr. Sharp.
It looks like your survey shows where the prior home was located. Is that right?
Correct.
Is that lighter shade there? And it looks like that one encroached, the steps encroached on a lot E54.
The neighboring lot, correct.
So you've pulled it away from that lot line. I have no further questions.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12716? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12716? Operator?
At the time, they're currently on
1. Thank you. there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12716 for Sierra Village for the requested variances pending a final written decision based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions due to the narrowness of the property. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code. Practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second. Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12716 has been approved.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.